The Atlantic City bailout saga took a surprising turn today. Governor Chris Christie refused to sign a package of bills aimed at helping the beleaguered city, even after legislators made the changes he asked for. WHYY's Joe Hernandez explains.
I'm scratching my head, along with a whole lot of other people who were involved in this process.
State Senator Jim Whalen from Atlantic County supported the bills, and he's a strong proponent of the pilot, or payment in lieu of taxes proposal, which would have let casinos pay a lump sum in taxes every year. He says when the governor conditionally vetoed the bills in November and asked for changes, the legislature went along with it. And now, this.
Where's the communication from the governor's office on this? There wasn't any. If we're going to solve the problems here, there has to be some real cooperation, and that's prefaced on real communication, and there hasn't been that level of communication with the governor.
It comes just days after Kevin Lavin, Atlantic City's emergency manager, issued his final report to the governor. His suggestion? Sign those Atlantic City rescue bills. Lavin says they could help the city cut budget deficits in half over the next 5 years. Eagleton Institute Associate Director John Weingart says with fighting between the political parties and infighting among them, the debate over how to save Atlantic City is far from over.
There's no consensus on what can be done that would be helpful to Atlantic City at this point. There's no political consensus. I'm not sure if there's a policy consensus.
Two other proposals last week, one to have the state take over Atlantic City and one to expand casino gambling to North Jersey, are also on the table. That means the odds are long that this issue gets resolved anytime soon. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.